Chapter 5, Devotional 15. You will become a different person. God has a new you in mind. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, verses 1 and 6, we read, "Then Samuel took a bottle of olive oil, he poured it on Saul's head and kissed him, and he said, 'The Lord has anointed you to be the leader of his people. The Spirit of the Lord will come on you with power. Then you will prophesy along with them. You will become a different person.'" In 1 Samuel chapter 10, there's this accounting of the events leading up to the passage. Kish, Saul's father, a wealthy businessman, focused on commerce, his family's livelihood, and the need to recover lost assets, the donkeys. Saul focused on being a faithful and obedient son, finding the donkeys. The servant focused on helping Saul, ultimately leading him to Samuel, God's prophet. Samuel focused on following God's instructions, hosting a divine appointment, delivering a message from God, and anointing Saul as king. God focused on answering the Israelites' cry for a king who would lead them and save them from the Philistines. We read that Saul left home a mere boy from the tribe of Benjamin, the smallest tribe of the Israelites, and a family that was least important in the tribe. He returned as God's anointed king and leader of his people. Saul, the timid boy who hid in the baggage at the coronation ceremony, came before all the people standing taller, more confident and powerful, with the Spirit of the Lord resting on him. In the middle of our worldly affairs and mundane activities, God steps in and rearranges things for his purpose and plans. He orchestrates people, events, and circumstances to accomplish his divine will and purpose for our lives. Child of God, I encourage you to ask God to reveal his plans and purposes for your life. Be open to an encounter with God and be prepared to receive his call on your life. When God speaks in the midst of your worldly business, be willing to follow him in a new direction. Trust the power of the Holy Spirit inside you to anoint you with all the grace you need to accomplish his perfect will in your life. Like Saul, you too will become a different person as you walk out your divine destiny to accomplish God's will for your life and for the kingdom. Lord, thank you for this lesson on kingdom business and divine appointments. Help me to be ready and willing to follow your voice wherever you call me. Give me a hypersensitivity to the Holy Spirit within me, and change me into a new person who is ever pleasing in your sight. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.